This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 1,800 U.S. communities saw life chain demonstrations Sunday. One participant described why they were there.
I think everybody already knows that abortion kills children, but when they don't hear anybody in their society telling them that, just standing here with a sign reminding them, I think it's a very easy thing to do. When people see that and they see the truth, this Holy Spirit can use their conscience and it really can make a difference.
Pro-life advocates lined roadways and sidewalks as they prayed peacefully and quietly and held signs conveying messages like, abortion kills children, abortion hurts women, Jesus forgives and heals. We may be discovering how health care rationing is going to work. While the president said everyone could keep their insurance, leading pro-life groups warned from the beginning that Obamacare would lead to rationing. No one from the government wrote Michael Serpock saying he would have to die. He just lost his health insurance entirely. The California leukemia patient will have no medical coverage, and his out-of-pocket expenses could cost him $26,000 annually. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pope Francis continues to wake the world from its slumber. Last month, he shook people up talking about mercy for those with abortions and other difficulties with moral implications. Now this month, he's talking about the elderly, saying that the loneliness of the old is a great evil. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.